an unfortunate example. Many years ago, on the occasion of the author becoming the only black Vaishnav guru in the world, President Kaunda of Zambia, also chairman of the Organization of African Unity, OAU, at the time, hosted a vegetarian banquet in the author's honor. Members of his central committee were invited along with the author's staff. Most members of his inner circle were Marxists, and they noticed with dismay that the president was strongly attracted to what the author was saying. A few of them began to take issue with the author. The author had been discussing deep spiritual principles as well as social issues, describing alternative schools and farms, and proposing remedies for problems such as the illicit drug trade. The members of the Central Committee explained that many missionaries had come to Zambia in the name of religion and caused great harm, offering the Bible in one hand and taking land with the other. They were afraid that the author might be playing the same game, or even that the author could be a CIA agent. Their ultimate question was, how do we know that you walk your talk? How can we be sure that you are truly on the side of the people? The author realized that these men were speaking from genuine concern, but he also knew that their country had a serious problem with drugs and that a good 70% of the men talking were some of those directly responsible for it. Strangely, they seemed genuinely unaware of their own hypocrisy. The author pointed out this inconsistency, saying, "You claim to be concerned about the people, talking about revolution and raising consciousness, but basically everything about your lifestyle is degrading and debilitating. This negativity is what you are emanating to your country. No one can be a proper caretaker of others who is not disciplined. Whenever you lack sense control, adverse factions will attack you and encourage you to give in to your weaknesses. Such self-indulgent behavior has been accepted in that country and many others for generations." The author began to elaborate. "Your chain smokers, your meat eaters, taking abominable things into your bodies, you have sex with almost anything that moves, and yet you talk about your concern for the people, all the while exploiting them directly by your schemes and undermining them indirectly by your examples. You are guiding them toward destruction." To conclude, the author emphasized once again the importance of sense control, explaining that leaders who have a genuine spiritual connection are far greater revolutionaries than the communists. The commitment of such leaders to the people enables them to forego their own immediate pleasures for a higher level of activity that benefits everyone.